following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Sorry for starting late. We had some guests that we thought we had lined up for the first hour, but one by one, they're not all dead yet, but we're trying to get one of them on the phone during the break here. First hour, we're going to be talking to Paul Becker. It's an update on the progress of the Earth Pulse unit. More and more people have purchased the unit. Lots of positive responses. Later in the show, Brooks Kubik has gathered and amassed quite a few questions and emails from you, the listeners, and we're going to be going through these questions and answering them. Even if he answered them previously by emailing you back a response, we're going to go ahead and answer them again on today's show so everybody can benefit from that. Just want to remind everybody today is Thursday, which means today starts the buy one, get one free on all Primordial Performance Andro Series products. Go to primordialperformance.com and take advantage of these amazing products. They are not liver toxic. Primordial Performance has found a way to get intact steroid hormones into the body without methylation. And everybody who uses these products tells me that they work. And now you can get buy one, get one free. Go to primordialperformance.com today. My guest all the way from the island of Mauritius off the coast of Africa is none other than the surfing, golfing maniac responsible for the development of the Earth Pulse unit, Paul Becker. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, I'm doing great, Carl. Thanks for having me back again.
Sure, always, always. There's always lots of activity on my Facebook page, ironically.
Good.
About the Earth Pulse unit. People want to know opinions, who are about to plunk down their money, and people are always posting their attitudes and responses about the unit. I know you get a lot of emails from people after they've purchased them. We had hoped to have Dominique Lest on the show, who actually is, I guess you could call him a neighbor of yours. He also lives in Mauritius, but we couldn't put it all together. I think he is listening to the show and will be commenting on Facebook. And actually, if Dominique, if you are listening, I'd love for you to put your experience with the Earth Pulse unit so far up on Facebook, and we'll read it live on the air shortly. So, Paul, talk to me a little bit about some of the recent feedback that you've gotten on the Earth Pulse unit.
Well, let me see. I just sent you an email from a guy named Alexander that listens to the show. He's 20 years old, and he was fortunate enough to score two devices off of eBay
Half price. He posted it on my wall that he had found two units on eBay, and he bought both of them.
Yeah. It turns out that one of them was look, we're going through tough times right now. A guy bought one for he and his wife, so I guess they went to sharing one unit and sold the other one. And the other one was an uncle or something had died, and their kids or something didn't know what the heck it was and put it on eBay.
I'm actually looking at that email. Did you read it already?
Read that.
Should I read the part in red or the whole thing? It says,
that's the pertinent part. Read the red part.
Okay, Alexander Irvine sent Paul an email on August 10th, which was yesterday, I guess, saying that he came home from a 5 a.m. to 3 p.m. shift today, was exhausted, worked all night and morning before as well, saw a package on the doorstep, immediately opened it, went upstairs, took the polarity ring off of the core, turned it tight. I put it on recovery mode on for 1.5 hours. Initially, I was so excited, I couldn't rest for a good 5 to 10 minutes, but eventually it lulled me into sleep. I experienced a very long, vivid dream, and suddenly I awoke. I checked the device 3 to 4 minutes left on the mode until it was going to shut off. And that's because it does have a wake-up mechanism. I was amazed. I threw it on the alert mode for about 5 to 8 minutes until the grogginess fully wore off. I couldn't believe how seemingly long this nap felt, yet it was only 1.5 hours. I was amazed how it woke me out of my dream on command. My sight seems more sharp. We hear a lot of people say that, by the way, as I write this. He says, I think I'm a good judge of what is in my head and what effects are real, and something different happened outside of the normal cat nap coming home from work today. It's amazing to a lot of people that they don't know this a lot of times if they don't read the literature deeply enough, but all of the Earth Pulse modes have a wake-up, like the last 45 seconds, I mean 45 minutes.
No, it's more like a half an hour. It slowly shifts up out of the bottom part. The recover mode, it's like at 10 hertz, and then it raises up. You know, let me just stop for a second. You know, the frequency range of sleep, you know, is very small. It only goes from like half a hertz to like what they'd call REM stage sleep, where you're dreaming, rapid eye movement, which is like a theta. So it's only from like, you know, half a hertz to about 5 or 6 hertz. So very, very small when you look at a frequency spectrum that goes all the way up to microwave, right?
Right.
So, and recover mode is an alpha. You're supposed to be awake when you're in alpha, but for some reason it does short circuit your thought process. It just zeroes your thought process out. And probably about 30% of the clients, most of the athletic clients, are able to achieve good sleep in that alpha setting.
Right.
But at the last half an hour, it shifts, no matter which mode you're in, up to 14 hertz,
right,
which is a low beta, and generally, I mean, you know, your thought process is focused and you're alert when you're in beta, and that is enough for most people to wake up before their alarm clock goes off, or when their alarm goes off, their eyes open and their brain's already awake.
Right. And it really does work that way. And I was one of the few people who probably actually followed the directions in the manual when I first got it, and actually took the air core magnet, put it under my pillow, and entrained my brain a few times before I actually slept with the unit, so that my brain would become accustomed to these pulses. And you tell people that they should use the entrainment mode, correct?
Yeah, well, I've shifted from using the entrainment mode, went back when you got the device, to just doing a recover session directly to the head, and it's still an entrainment session because when you get your brain to sync up with a external stimuli, that's entrainment, okay? So it's still an entrainment session, but we use the recover mode because it's that 9.6/10 hertz mode, which all of the research that I've uncovered on 10 hertz and the mitochondria, we're trying to light the gray matter, all of the neurons and the cells and the gray matter, we're trying to light that up.
Okay. All right. Dominique Les is telling me that he's on Skype right now. Dominique, if you want to come on the air, I can have you on during one of the next segments, and I can tell you the Skype. Is it safe to give my Skype address out over the air, you think, or is everybody just going to pile on?
I don't know.
My Skype address is tricepter.productions.studio. Dominique, if you want to connect with me, and if you do want to get on the air, I'll get you on the air really quick, and you can be on and off very, very quickly. But anyway, we're going to try to have a fellow named Eric on, who is a baseball player, Eric Fiorello. As a matter of fact, we're going to take a commercial break now.
No, he's the power lifter. That's the guy going to lift the Usafelt stone.
Did we not have him on already?
Yeah. But he's made some really impressive progress.
Okay.
He's been training
like a
banshee.
Yes. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to try to have Eric Fiorello on with us to give us his progress update using the Earth Pulse unit. Later in the show, we'll have Brooks Kubik on. We're going to have some fun. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Let's go. In the club with my homies.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're going to try Eric Fiorello during the next break. Almost got him. I think we'll get him during the next break for sure. We're talking this out with Paul Becker from Earth Pulse Technologies. Actually, we should also make an announcement. Once again, in an effort to try to give people an opportunity to try the Earth Pulse unit at a dramatic discount, Paul Becker is offering all the listeners of this show today a $100 discount on the Earth Pulse unit when you use the coupon code SHR5, the numeral 5, SHR and the number 5. Does that have to be caps, Paul?
No, it can be upper or lower. It doesn't matter.
Get $100 off until August 25th, and then after that, you can use that coupon code to get $50 off. And, of course, the Earth Pulse unit always comes with an unconditional 90-day money-back guarantee. Try the unit. If it doesn't work for you, send it back for a full refund, less shipping. Obviously, shipping is lost and paid to the shipping company that delivers it to you. So it can't be used. It can't be refunded. I'm sorry.
Overseas, we pay to have it shipped back to us, and in the States, it's just you just ship it back to we have a repair shop in Florida that takes the returns for us. So it's international outbound, and then you can ship it domestic in the States back to Florida.
Cool. Okay. So anyway, let's get back to what has Eric told you that when we get him on the air, hopefully he'll be able to reiterate this himself. But what has he told you about his progress thus far? When is he supposed to go to? Is it Scotland?
It's Iceland, and for the Husafelt stone, which is that 320-pound stone, you got to pick up and run around a sheep pen,
right?
A stone sheep pen
without stepping in sheep dip.
Yeah, you know, when you got 320 pounds on your chest, that's probably the last thing on your mind.
Yeah, right.
tripping over a rock, dude. If you look up, any of you listeners, go to YouTube. If you can figure out how to spell the Husafelt stone, I can't do it off the top of my head. And look at what they've got to do. I mean, there are these rocks sticking out of the ground. You know, it's out in the middle of a field in Iceland. Right. And there are these rocks, and you can't see where you're going. You know, if you step wrong, you're going to snap your ankle off for sure.
Right.
It's insane. Yeah. And there are only, as Eric's told me, that living, there are only like six guys in the world that have pulled this off. I mean, they've been doing it for perhaps 1,000 years. I mean, it's an old Norseman strongman competition.
So what has he been doing that, as far as progress goes? What has changed in his training progress?
Well, we remember last time he was one of my problem childs, getting the sleep aspect to work for him. And since that time, and I think he'd had the device about 5 weeks at the time. Now he's going on 3 months. And what we did was he went to Radio Shack and he got that 9-volt power supply, and I warned him that the magnet was going to get hot.
Hey, guess what? I don't mean to cut you off, but all the way from Mauritius, thanks to technology from Skype, we have Dominique Lest on. Dom, you there?
Oh, cool.
Hi.
Cool.
Hi, Kyle. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can I hear you? You sound like you're in the studio with me. How's that for technology?
Okay.
Anyway, Dominique, I'm glad you're on the phone because we really wanted to have some people on who have been using. I mean, we could sit and read these emails, and we're hoping to get Eric Fiorello on a little bit later. You've been using the Earth Pulse unit for how long now?
Since 26th of June.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Now yeah. give the listeners a little brief description. You are more so a runner, correct? You do triathlons and so on, right?
No, not triathlon, just running.
Okay, so you're a runner. Have you noticed anything since you started using the unit in your endurance and your ability to train?
Yes, pretty much aerobic pace at the same heart rate I've been faster like 5% faster.
Really?
Yeah, and there's no soreness. You know, like if I ran like 2 hours,
right?
The next day or the day after, absolutely no soreness.
Is that unique for you? Usually, if you run 2 hours, you have some degree of soreness the next day.
Yeah, usually, you know, after 2 days, I'm probably feeling like an old man.
How old are you now that you've opened that can of worms?
No, I'm only 33. So.
Oh, so you're young. You're young. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Now, what else, how about your sleep? Have you noticed any changes in the quality of sleep at all?
Yes, it has improved a bit. So that's a big plus.
Are you someone who has always had vivid dreams?
Not really. I really remember my dreams. So.
Do you notice any changes in the dream state now that you're using the magnet?
Not really. It's pretty much the same.
Okay.
I pretty much sleep like a stone. So.
Oh, do you? So that's good. Okay. All right. Now, Paul.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How are the hills feeling, Dominique?
Yeah.
How are the hills feeling?
The hills.
I guess when you run the hills.
Yeah, the hills are easier now, you know. I'm still, you know, breathing hard, but, you know, I'm still, you know, smashing up the hills up and down. And also my strength has gone up.
Really?
Good. Good. You told me you had a lack of real equipment and stuff, so it was difficult to tell at first.
So what? Give me some examples of increases in strength, Dominique.
Well, I can't really measure my maximum strength, but I'm doing more reps and faster recovery, so that's pretty much.
Now, have you used other supplements in the past, whether they be pills or whatever, that were designed to give you quality exercise routines? And have you been satisfied with the Earth Pulse unit thus far?
Well, I would say that the Earth Pulse is probably the best investment I've made. All the supplements, I like Child's Play. This is like the real deal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to I have to ask you this, Dominique. When did you first hear about the Earth Pulse? Was it here on Superhuman Radio?
Yeah, correct. Around 6 months ago. I was figuring out how to buy it.
Were you skeptical at first? Did you think, oh, I've heard about magnets and it sounds like a lot of nonsense?
Not really. I'm pretty much an open-minded guy, so I wanted to test it out.
Okay. Do you think that any of what you are seeing is actually just placebo because you wanted it to work, so that's why you feel better and everything is changing?
Not really. Because, soreness you can't fake.
That's true. You're right. You're absolutely right. Paul, are there any other questions that you want me to convey, or do you want to ask Dominique?
Let's go out and have a beer, mate.
You guys live on. Okay. You guys live on. How large of an island is Mauritius, Dominique?
It's the size of Maui. It's the size of Maui. It's the same dimensions almost as Maui is. And that pretty much will put it into perspective.
So you guys. So okay, I'm an idiot when it comes to geography. Maui is what, 100 miles by 600 miles or something like that?
No, hell no. It's like, I don't know. Well, Dominique, you know how many kilometers it is. I'll try and translate that one. Like, what's the dimension?
I think I read a Wikipedia. I think it's like 788 square miles or something like that. Something weird.
Okay.
Like half the size of Rhode Island. I don't know. I forgot.
So, Paul, when he ordered his magnet, did you drive it over to his house?
Did you ship it? They get shipped from India. I know.
I'm just breaking your chops. I know. Knock on his door and go, here's your magnet. That would have been hilarious. Yeah, you guys ought to hang out, man. Paul, do you surf at all, Dominique?
Oh, no. I'm staying in the water, unfortunately. Carl.
Paul lives in Mauritius because he likes to surf and play golf, and he says it's the best place on earth to surf and play golf. You think that's true?
Yes. I'm not a surfer, but, the weather is pretty much perfect year-round, so.
Yeah.
Not to mention all those ancient extinct volcano peaks, and dude, the place is impeccable, man. It's the cleanest place I've ever been in my life. You walk barefoot everywhere. You don't have to worry about broken glass. There's no crime. You don't have to you don't have to worry about somebody smashing your car window and stealing your surfboard at night. It's paradise, bro.
Really.
And I've traveled a lot. And
I know.
And this place, for as nice as it is.
Paul, not only have you traveled a lot, but of all the people I know, you've lived just about everywhere.
Well, I wouldn't say everywhere, but I always try and live someplace that's nice. And every place has got major drawbacks. This place makes ketchup that's as good as Heinz. They got, local made canned goods and dish soap and laundry detergent and some of the stuff is imported, but they've got a manufacturing base here that's pretty decent for such a small country. I'm still trying to find something I don't like about it.
So now Dominique, since not to turn this into a casual Friday interview, but were you born there in Mauritius?
Yes, I was born here, and then I left for Australia when I was around 5.
Ah, okay.
So I spent 18 years in Australia, so that's why I have a Australian accent.
Yeah, I was going to say you do have the you sound like you speak the King's English a little bit, or the Queen's now.
I guess
not the King's anymore; it's the Queen's English. But anyway,
mate.
So Dominique, overall, you're satisfied with your purchase of the Earth Pulse unit?
That's right. Yep.
Okay. All right. Good.
We're just satisfied.
That's what I wanted to know. Hey, Dominique, I know that you didn't really want to come on the air. I want to thank you for doing this, okay?
It's okay.
Yeah, thanks, Dominique.
Okay. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will pick it up. I'm going to try to get Eric Fiorello on the line with us if we can and see what he has to add to the conversation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. Creatine is by far the most popular ergogenic supplement on the market today, bar none. What if I told you that there's an even more effective way to build explosive strength and that good old creatine was not the answer? Well, now there's Hypergain. Hypergain is completely safe and has zero side effects. In fact, AS Research is so convinced that Hypergain will change the way you feel about creatine that they're willing to give you a free 30-day supply just to prove it. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Hypergain banner ad today. Hypergain, the case against creatine starts now. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to forsportlife.com today. That's the number 4. Sportlife.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Thank you very much to Dominique Lest for coming on the show and talking about his personal experience with the Earth Pulse Unit. I just think it's so cool that you and him live in Mauritius. And I don't know. It's such a,
I think it's so like, cool it's such that you actually have a listener down here besides me.
Yeah, I know. That's funny. You know what? It's amazing when I look at the IP log of the people that listen to the show, all the different places. I mean, from South America to Israel to Japan, China. I mean, it's just amazes me.
Your show has grown so much in the listenership since we started together, like, what was that, 5 years
ago?
5 years ago,
yeah. I mean, I had you on, the show's been on the air for 6.5 years, and I had you on the show within 6 or 7 months of me being on the air, because that's when I was struggling to find a way to sleep. In fact, I felt like a fraud. I started doing this show exactly at the moment that my body
crashed.
Yeah.
Yep.
I couldn't sleep. I was having anxiety attacks. I remember doing this. This is when I was with Clear Channel. I remember coming in to do the show. That's when I was only doing the show once a week. I was on doing it at Saturdays at noon. And you were still in Florida. You hadn't even gone to the Bahamas yet. And
correct.
You sent me a unit, and it was the first time I slept in like months. In fact, I woke up and thought it was the middle of the night, like it usually was, when I would wake up wide awake, and then I'd start pacing the halls in panic, and you know, I mean, I had so many different symptoms. I remember doing the show, and my producer was Kevin O'Neill. I remember doing a show one day, and I was getting ready to interview a guest, and I had a panic attack, and I was literally debating whether I should tell Kevin, pull the plug on the show, I can't do the show. I had to gain my composure and do this interview. I wish I could remember what interview it is, because I'd love to hear myself that day, because I had to sound terrible. I was like literally constantly having panic attacks, palpitations. I couldn't sleep. I would get weak, like overwhelmingly weak, where I couldn't even stand up. And this went from squatting 500 pounds just months before I got sick to, like, I remember going to the gym and not being able to press 20-pound dumbbells, like bent flat bench 20-pound dumbbells. I remember struggling to, and this is no lie. I'm not like making this up for dramatic effect. I remember struggling with 20-pound dumbbells. I was like, what the hell did I do to myself? What did I do? But now I know. I mean, I know exactly what I did to myself. But yeah, and I got in touch with you because I was looking. It was one of those nights where I was up again. I used to fall asleep at 9, and I used to wake up around midnight to 1 a.m. in the morning, and I would be wide awake. And I don't mean like, I mean, panic attack wake. I wake up and I'd be like, oh, something's wrong with me. And then I'd start pacing the floors, and I'd go downstairs, I'd get on the internet, and I'd start reading and looking for answers, like, what the hell is wrong with me? And I remember finding the magnet. And you were gracious enough. And back then, I had no audience. And I said, hey, I got this radio show. And you were like, well, I'll send you a magnet to check out. And I remember the first night I used it. I called you the next day. I used it. I woke up in the morning at about 5 a.m. in the morning. I thought, it must be midnight. I thought, 'cause that's when I woke up. And when I got up, I saw like daylight was starting to come up. And I was like, and I looked at the clock and I went, oh my God, it's like 20 to 6. I slept all night. That was the first time I slept all night in months. So I know the product works. The reason I keep hawking this product is because it really works. And in a nation where everybody has sleep problems, which I have my beliefs, I've already voiced, a lot of the sleep problems come from the RF soup we live in, overstimulating the brain. And if you don't believe that RF soup means anything, just think about this group in Georgia that is actually going to harness it and turn it into electrical power to power your small devices like cell phones and stuff. These fields are legitimately, they're there. And I'll tell you something else. I had Dr. Magda Hava on the show several months ago to talk about the dangers of RF. During that show, she talked about the Schumann waves and the natural pulse of the earth. She actually called it that, the natural pulse of the earth, explaining that that is the one beneficial electromagnetic field. That is the actual, that's the protective electromagnetic field. And all these other ones that we create through oscillators are foreign to our body. And I mentioned to her on that show, I said, I have a friend who makes a unit called the Earth Pulse, and it actually mimics that 9.6 hertz pulse. She goes, that would be very good if you have that. And she's an expert. She's going all over the world telling people, turn your routers. You know, because of her, I know everybody's going to think I wear a tin hat, an aluminum foil hat at home, but I don't. But because of her, every night before I go to sleep, I unplug my cordless phone base station, and I unplug my router to eliminate at least that one source of RF right inside the house.
Sure. And if you live in an apartment, you have no idea whether your buddy next door has got his office set up on the wall facing your bed,
right,
and your head is laying right next to his wireless router. You know, that's where that's the state of life now, these days, where you cannot escape it. So this device creates a cocoon that you sleep inside of, and it not only protects you, creates a larger amplitude field of the friendly stuff that's designed to help you attain deep sleep, but that same exact frequency range is beneficial to the mitochondria.
Right.
So we are living in a soup that is literally slowly, day by day, killing us. Period.
Right.
And the wireless companies, they can fund whatever studies they want, and tell people till they're blue in the face that there's no problem with wireless technology. It's perfectly safe. They're full of it.
Yeah, I tell you something else. I have some theories on why some people are more sensitive to the electromagnetic pulse than others, which leads me to this question that an avid listener and fan of the show, Ricky Hicks Pack, posted on my wall after hearing that you were going to be on the show again. He said, Carl, can you ask Paul to talk more about the various modes of the Earth Pulse Unit? I was surprised by the details about the modes in the Earth Pulse manual. Obviously, Ricky Hicks Pack has one. And he said, therefore, the customizational potential. He said, also, can you talk more about the effective distance of the unit, the magnet he's talking about? He says the magnet seems to make, when he puts the magnet under his mattress, he seems to be stimulated by it. But when he puts it on the floor, he sleeps really well. And I have a theory why some people are more sensitive than others. But talk about that first.
Okay, sure. Some people find that, I tried to find a happy medium with the amplitude that if you just use it stock out of the box, it's going to work for the largest percentage of people. But there is probably about 20% of the people, and I outlined this in the introductory email that I send all the user manuals and such with, that if you feel when you're laying in bed like you are being overstimulated, then immediately you just climb back out of bed, unscrew the core. The more you screw the core in, the more the core is screwed in, and that's a metal core that magnifies what's being produced by the hockey puck sized ring that's the coil of wires. As you unscrew that core, it drops the amplification. It doesn't amplify the field as much. So instead of having a volume control on the controller, I try to do everything I can to keep the thing, inexpensive, as affordable as possible.
Right.
So it's just a manual volume control by unscrewing the core. And
so
then if you find
that's
not weak enough, you pull the core out.
And you know what? That makes perfect sense because you're dealing with capacitance. So by unscrewing the core a little bit, air is dielectric. It actually is a buffer. And so by unscrewing it and not having that coil pressed hard against it, you actually weaken the power of the magnet.
Yeah, that's part of it. The other part is the metal threading that goes into the base. The
deeper it goes, the more translation there is.
Right, exactly right, exactly right. Now, as far as distance, okay, there are these devices you buy, you plug in the wall, that produce we live inside of a shell of a house, and we're surrounded by 60 hertz fields. If you were to try and measure the Schumann waves, which are the ionospheric friendly fields that the doctor was talking about that
right,
she had on,
right.
You would find that the 60 hertz amplitude, or 50 hertz in other parts of the world, is actually has more volume than the Schumann fields. Okay, so
right.
Just the wires in your walls, without having any defects or anything else, just normal wires inside your house, you've already created a 60 or 50 hertz amplitude in your living environment that's already louder than the friendly fields are. It's like having two stereos in your room. One's playing soothing music and the other one's playing death metal.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And they're competing and the death metal is winning. Okay? So my device creates the absolute strongest field in the house that will overpower the other stuff probably at a distance of about 30 to 40 feet, believe it or not, okay? Because we use a pulsed signal. And when you pulse a magnetic field, it literally travels into infinity. You need at 30 feet, you'd need to be in the jet propulsion laboratory in a shielded room to be able to measure it. But your body is the most sensitive antenna ever created. It's got hundreds of thousands of miles of wire that are your nervous system.
Right.
And you're more sensitive than just about any device ever created by man. So, case in point, I've got a girl that's got epilepsy and she's been here a lot during the days taking an entrainment on the 9.6,
right,
the alpha,
right,
which for me makes me very sluggish. I mean, I sleep on the recover mode, the 9.6, every night.
Right.
And I'm 20 feet, 25 feet away from the room where she's using it. And even though the coil isn't very effective at shooting the field out the sides, I sit at my desk and I'm trying to figure out why I want to take a nap.
Right.
And I'm 20 feet away from the thing.
But isn't it also because you become your body is
Parkinson's?
But isn't it because your body is more entrained to it now that it can picks up on it?
It is very possibly. But some of these sensitive people, I've got one woman, she found that if she put the device, she put the coil in the corner of her room about 12 or 13, 14 feet from the center of her bed. And again, it's not very efficient shooting the field laterally out.
Right.
Because the core is directing most of it up. She's got it sitting in the corner of the room, the bedroom. She lives in a small apartment. She sleeps in one of the sleep modes. In the morning, she puts it in alert mode, and her kitchen and her living room, dining room area is on the opposite side outside of her bedroom door. And she swears that the alert mode all day long keeps her happy and focused. And you know, she's one of these women that's had some EMF.
Okay, I have some theories on it. Okay, we have to take a break. I want to mention again that for those of you who are still interested in learning more about the Earth Pulse Unit, you can save $100 off an Earth Pulse Unit up through August 25th. By using the coupon code SHR and the number 5. And always, Paul Becker offers everybody a 90-day unconditional money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose by trying the unit. You have only to gain. If it works for you, and we've said this before, less than 10% of the population are non-responders to this product, but there are non-responders out there. If it works for you, you will love this unit. It like everyone who's ever used it, that loves it, says it's the best investment they've ever made, just like Dominique Less said a moment ago. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to chime in and give my theory on why some people are more sensitive to this than others. We'll be right back.
What you gonna do? I get this phone up in the morning now, and I'm trying to go home with
muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage one releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage two is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use use coupon code SHROX. You already know how great the Testa 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testa 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. A little bit later in the show, we're going to have Brooks Kubik on, answering your questions and emails. It's going to be a great show. Right now, we're talking with Paul Becker from EarthPulseTechnologies.com. You can save $100 off the Earth Pulse unit by using the coupon code SHR and the number 5. And always, 90-day unconditional money-back guarantee on the Earth Pulse unit. Okay. Couple questions first, Paul, before I give you my theory, my educated guess on why some people are more sensitive than others. The woman with the PD, is she postmenopausal in your guess?
Well, it was her husband with
Parkinson's disease. The woman with the Parkinson's disease.
Oh, yeah, it was her husband with Parkinson's in the bedroom directly underneath her. They slept on the same wall, so his bed was directly beneath her.
Oh,
and she was sleeping better.
Okay, is she of the age that you would guess she
oh,
is?
Oh, yeah, she was in her 60s.
Okay.
She was in her 60s.
Now, you have heard people say this phenomenon before, that, you know, I'm more sensitive, and you've told them to move it under your bed. In your best recollection guess, are men more frequently the hypersensitive ones or women?
Women.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. The women that are more frequently the hypersensitive ones, in your best estimation guess, are they postmenopausal?
Probably, and yeah, they're probably more older women than younger ones.
Sure. Okay, here's my suggestion. If you are using the Earth Pulse unit and you are hypersensitive, while you can move the magnet to the floor, that will make the Earth Pulse unit sympathetic with your body, but that's not addressing the real problem. My suggestion to you is, if you use the Earth Pulse unit and you are hypersensitive to it, in that it overstimulates you or you can feel it from further away, you need to start giving blood once every couple months, because your body has built up a lot of ferritin. Now think about it. What do we use to test the Earth Pulse unit to make sure that it's pulsing?
ferromagnetic
we take material. But we take a metallic, something that is magnetic material, a piece of iron or so on, and we
feel ferromagnetic.
Okay. So what if you are, first of all, women develop iron very quickly after menopause, but that's why they're more sensitive to it, because they go through their lives without that degree of iron in their bodies. Men develop it slowly over time, but we accumulate it as well. We've done shows about the damaging effects on a cellular level and on the nervous system by the high increases in retained iron. The answer is to give blood once every couple months if you're postmenopausal. And if you're a man, start giving blood once every couple months in your 30s so that you never develop high levels of iron, which have been associated with a bunch of problems in the body. And guess what? My guess is if you have a lot of iron in your body, you're going to feel magnetic flux more so than the average person.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
There you go. So Ricky Hicks Pack, go give blood, brother. Once every couple months, and then tell me if you can move the magnet back underneath your mattress. Tell me if I'm right.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Anyway.
You know, speaking of which, I want, before I forget, remember last time we were on, we were talking about the baseball players, and you thought that Eric was the ball player?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, when I got back in touch, you know, ball players are very...
superstitious.
Superstitious, yeah. Yes, okay, so
they,
you know, the at the time when this guy got the device, it was at the beginning of the season, and his batting average was 190, okay?
Right.
Which is not, you know, too healthy, right? Especially when you're trying to make it to the majors.
Right.
So he got the device. We talked about that drill where they were throwing those practice golf balls at each other and hitting them with a broomstick.
Yes.
And how good they got with, you know, hitting line drives. I mean, you know, think about it. I mean, you got a margin of error of like zero, you know, to hit a line drive with a golf ball with a broomstick. Anyway, the guy is leading the league in hitting.
Wow.
Leading the league, and he's second in the team in home runs.
Well, I know we wanted to try to have him on the show, but tell me what he's told you about his use of the product.
Yeah, basically that's it. Except when they got the device, how well they were able to sleep on the bus, you know, because they travel in like a tour bus thing, you know, the whole team, and they've got power outlets,
right.
So they were able to set the thing up and put it in recover mode and sleep all the way to the next stop, you know, because they're not major league players, they're trying to make it to the major league.
Right.
So they were recovering much better. Also, he said that he injured his leg, and he was back playing. He had the same injury as another team player. I don't know what it was, groin or thigh or whatever. And he was back on the playing roster again, faster than the guy that hurt himself a week or two before him.
Wow.
So, you know, certainly changes in recovery, changes in sleep. You know, those guys are traveling all the time, so they're not doing, you know, strength training during the season. So
right.
I have nothing to say about that. But you know, leading the league, I mean, the guys, you know, there's hundreds of guys there playing that league.
Okay. All right, we're coming to the end of the interview. So the bottom line is this. The Earth Pulse works for many, many people. What they see is improved sleep, faster recovery, greater degrees of strength, greater degrees of cardiovascular output. It doesn't get any better than that. If this was a pill that cost you $30 for a month's supply, and you took it for 10 months, you'd have $300 invested. If you took it for 20 months, you'd have $600 invested. And you'd have to keep paying and paying and paying. The Earth Pulse unit, you pay for it once. They last forever. There's nothing to break on it. And you know, and I have to ask you, I've had my unit forever.
And to get these effects, you'd have to be you couldn't do it with supplementation, okay? Because, you know, think about that guy, you know, what was his name? The power lifter that was benching out of the chains.
Oh,
he was up 100 pounds in his lift in less than 2 months.
Right. Frank Cable.
Hundreds of dollars of supplements a month, and you still wouldn't be able to get the effects that you get with this thing.
So there you go. And you can save $100 off the unit by using the coupon code SHR5. And use the unit, try it. If you don't like it, send it back, and Paul will refund your money less the shipping. And if you do have to send it back, please do not send it to the address in Florida, which is in the, in the instruction manual.
Not the address on the website.
Right. There you go. There you go. Hey, Paul, thanks for being on the show today, man.
Hey, man, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me. We'll do it again soon, eh?
Absolutely, absolutely. And are you going surfing today, Paul?
No, it's now 9 p.m.
Oh, my goodness. Then you need to go to bed, Paul.
Yeah, and it's been a horrible season for waves, actually. It hasn't really kicked in the... It's been winter for a month or two, and the swells have been far and in between, but I've had plenty of work to do, so
yeah,
it's not like I'm sitting around bored.
You and Dominique Les need to go grab a beer, man. That's what I say.
Yeah, we're definitely going to go grab a beer here in the next week or so.
Okay. All right. Take care of yourself, Paul.
All right. Cheers, mate. Right. Bye.
All right. So there you have it. SHR5, the number 5, will save you $100 off through August 25th. After the 25th, it'll save you $50 off, so you can still get a discount. You can go to the EarthPulseTechnologies.com website by going to SuperHumanRadio.com and clicking the Earth Pulse Technologies banner ad. Check them out. We'll be right back with Brooks Kubik. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Dixoxa is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from mikemahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. Creatine is by far the most popular ergogenic supplement on the market today, bar none. What if I told you that there's an even more effective way to build explosive strength and that good old creatine was not the answer? Well, now there's Hypergain. Hypergain is completely safe and has zero side effects. In fact, AS Research is so convinced that Hypergain will change the way you feel about creatine that they're willing to give you a free 30-day supply just to prove it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Hypergain banner ad today. Hypergain. The case against creatine starts now.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. A couple announcements I got to make before we start this next show. We have a new peptide sponsor. Everything. Took some time to bring them on board because I had to check out whether or not this was true. Everything is made inside the United States. Nothing comes from China. In fact, the labs that these things are made in, it's so impressive. I can't discuss it on the air. These are all tier one labs. Southern Research Companies. Check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com. You can learn more about them there. Also, a couple new products from AgeForce. They've improved their Testa 100 patch by adding D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione. So you have a sex hormone binding globulin agent now. You have an aromatase inhibitor agent. And, of course, D-aspartic acid, which is part of the mix to help elevate testosterone levels. And they now have a melatonin patch. We're going to be doing an interview next week. Very, very impressive product. Gives you 6 hours of continuous melatonin feed while you sleep. And there is a 50% off, and it's a ridiculously low price. I think it's like $30 or $20, $29 for a month's supply. There's a banner ad that'll be on Superhuman Radio later today. But you can save 50% off that price by using the coupon code SHRMEL. So check out the AgeForce melatonin patch. My guest is Brooks Kubik. How are you doing, Brooks?
Hey, Carl. I'm great. How are you today?
Good, good. And you and I are going to be working together in the very, very near future. We are going to be doing a new radio show that you will be hosting. I will be producing. So that means that I will be silent in the background. And you are going to start to review a lot of the products that are on the market that claim to increase strength, burn fat, build muscle. These could be workout programs and books and guides, or these could be apparatuses and devices. And we're going to come up with the Brooks Kubik seal of approval. And the reason we're doing this, so that people understand this, every time somebody comes out with a new book, new workout book, a new product, they contact Brooks and they say, hey, review this and give me a testimonial. Because Brooks' opinion carries a lot of weight in this community, because he understands not only what works, but he knows, because he's read the books from yesteryear, what were flops, and they're coming back around again with a different name. So when Brooks looks at a product, he doesn't look at it just from the standpoint of, wow, this makes sense. He can actually think, wait a minute, didn't I read about something like this back in 1943 in such an Perry Raider's mag? And sure enough, there it is. Oh, yeah, it didn't work back then. So we're going to be doing a show, and we've asked the listeners to help us name the show. And Kevin Johnson has already posted his suggestions for the name of the show, T-Rex Radio, or the T-Rex Radio Show, of course, going in line with Dinosaur Training. I thought those were pretty cool names.
I thought that was pretty good, too. I think that that might be the number one name so far. It's quite impressive. But we're looking for more.
Yes.
Looking for more. And what was it that we were going to give away if we did use someone's name?
We were going to give away, I don't know that Kevin's going to want this, gray hair and black iron. We may want to give, because Kevin's a young guy. I don't know that he needs this book yet. Maybe in 15, 20 years he may want his book, but not right now.
Okay, well, you know, we can make a substitute, but the bottom line is, you know, if you send in a suggestion, a name for the radio show, and we pick your suggestion, you will get a free autographed book of mine from, you know, Dinosaur Training Headquarters.
Right.
You know, so go ahead. You've got nothing to lose. We've got a real strong candidate right now with T-Rex Radio. That sounds really good, but, you know, there's lots of other possibilities out there. Remember, this is a show about physical culture. Hint, hint, physical
right.
culture.
Could be
Think
in the name.
About it.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it doesn't have to be dinosaur related, but I like to, I was just looking, T-Rex, the only thing that really comes up about T-Rex in the area of entertainment is in the 1967 era, there was a band from Britain called T-Rex. I remember them.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they weightlifters?
I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
You know, but on that note, by the way, Brooks, the Kentucky State Fair is coming up very soon, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a gentleman who's actually appeared on my show, who is a devout physical culturist from the band Def Leppard, is going to be in town here, and that is why can't I think of his name now? Phil Collin.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking about emailing him and asking him, telling him I'd like to meet him. Hint, can you get me into the concert so that I can meet you? But anyway, so there are band guys out there who are big advocates of physical culture.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Anyway, Brooks, we have lots of good questions from people that they've been sending you over months. And I know some of these you've actually answered in email, but we thought that we could answer them on the air again because I think they would be of value to all of the listeners, and you agreed, so that's why we're doing this show. What comes to the top of the list for some of the questions that you've gotten?
Well, if anybody is at their computer, they can go to the Dinosaur Training website at www.brookskubik.com, brookskubik.com. And when you get there, look at the drop-down bar at the top underneath our logo, Hard Work, Heavy Iron, Super Strength, and you will see to the right, by Contact Us, blog. Click on the blog, and the very first blog entry is something that I've posted because it answers a lot of questions, and it's going to set up some answers to some other questions that I often get from readers. And one question that I often get is, okay, you write about these old-time champions, old-time lifters, you know, guys who were pushing, pulling heavy iron back in the day. That's fine, but I know that modern guys are so much stronger. Those old-timers really weren't that strong. Or they ask, how strong were they?
Right.
Okay, well, let's look at something we can all relate to. A single exercise, the military press. In other words, you lift the bar to your shoulders, you clean it to your shoulders, you stand perfectly straight, and very slowly, strictly, you push it overhead.
Right.
That's the military press, the way it was done back in the old days. And what I did was I post the top three performances in the military press from the 1939 Senior National Weightlifting Championships here in the USA. You've got the different weight classes, 132, 148, 165, 181, and then anything over 181 in those days was heavyweight.
Right.
And so anybody of any weight can take a look and see how they compare. For example, at 132 pounds, John Terry, military press, that is, remember, an overhead press,
right,
185 pounds. In the 148-pound class, World and Olympic champion Tony Terlazzo did 250 pounds.
Wow.
That's more than 100 pounds over his own body weight.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, at 165, John Turpak, who also had won a world championship, did 235 pounds. At 181, John Davis, world champion, 255 pounds. And at heavyweight, Steve Stanko, who only weighed about 220 pounds, did 270. So, you know, that's a good sort of barometer of, you know, just how strong were these guys back in the 30s and 40s?
Right.
And the answer is, that's how strong they were, and it's pretty darn strong.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now go ahead. I'm sorry. No, I was going to say, someone sent in a question. Actually, Lane... what's his last name? I'm sorry about this. Lane.
Wiltshire.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to know about your best bench press. Did you see that question I forwarded on to you?
Yeah, I did. And that's going to segue into, sort of a composite answer to a number of questions that I get from readers.
Okay.
So you've got this, you know, on the Dinosaur Training blog, you've got this post, can you beat these old-time champions? And we have the numbers listed.
Right.
Okay. Every time I put something like that up, I get emails from older lifters. And they say, okay, these guys were probably in their 20s.
Right.
You know, that's the peak of an athletic career typically, okay, and I'm 40 or I'm 50 or I'm 60, so how can I compare myself to these old timers?
Oh, is there a formula?
There is a formula. And to get to the formula, it's called the Malone-Meltzer Age Coefficient Formula.
Cool.
Okay, what readers can do is go to the website for Masters Weightlifting in the United States. All you do is Google USA Masters Weightlifting. Okay?
Okay.
It's at www.mastersweightlifting.org. But just Google for it, and it will pop up. And when you get there, they have various link bars on the left.
Right.
And one of them says forms
and formulas.
Formulas.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. You click on that. Yeah, Carl's already there.
Yeah.
You click on that, and one of them is the Malone-Meltzer Age Coefficient Formula.
There it goes.
Okay. What they do with that, Masters Weightlifting, it doesn't mean that you're a master, you know, master competitor in the sense of being elite, although that's certainly true. But Masters is competition for lifters age 35 and up.
Right.
Now, you can still compete, and we actually, in the last national championships, we had two of the very top Masters competitors in the world, one of them Fred Lau, who when he was younger was a four-time Olympian. They actually competed in the open division at the United States Weightlifting Championships this year.
Hmm.
You know, and I mean, you know, didn't win, but if you're doing that in your late 50s or early 60s, if you even qualify to compete in the Masters with the young guys, you know, that's incredible.
Yeah.
But anyhow, the formula here, it's a really, really interesting thing because what they do, they've done this very, very carefully. They factor in age and its effect on your performance.
Right.
In Masters, they group everybody in five-year categories. So they have age 35 to age 39, age 40 to age 44, age 45 to age 49, and so on, all the way up to as old as you can imagine. I mean, they have Masters lifters in their 90s. Just incredible. Okay. And what they do to compare a guy who is, say, 40 with a guy who's 62 is use this coefficient formula. You know, and that way they can pick the best master of the best out of all these different age categories.
Right.
Okay, so they use the coefficients. And what you'll find if you look is the coefficient for a 40-year-old lifter is 1.136. So if you're a 40-year-old lifter and you lift, I'm just going to put out 250 pounds. If you lift 250 pounds at age 40, multiply that by 1.136.
Okay, good.
Okay, so it's 250 times 1.136, and the answer is
284.
284. Okay, that's the same as if you were under the age of 30 and you lifted 284. Okay, so think about it. If your all-time best lift was 275, and you did that when you were 28, okay, and now you're 40, and you can't get that 275 anymore, but you can still get 250?
Right.
Guess what?
What?
On a formula basis, you're actually stronger for your age than when you were younger.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a really cool thing. Okay, so now let's compare that 40-year-old lifter who does 250, okay, and he ends up with a 284-pound rating under the formula. Let's compare him to a 62-year-old who does 185.
Okay.
Okay, so you have 185, and you multiply that by the coefficient for a 62-year-old, which is 1.561. So it's 185 times 1.561 equals, I just picked these numbers out of the air, but they work pretty good. 289.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, and so what you do, if you're an older lifter and you say, okay, you know, how do I compare to Johnny Turpak, who did 235 pounds in the press at a body weight of 165. You know, how do I compare to him? He was a world champion. How do I compare to him? Well, you use the formula, and you see where you rank. And I actually, I got a couple questions from older readers this morning, and I was doing some back and forth sharing this with them. And one guy said, it's pretty good to press your body weight overhead one time, isn't it? I said, yeah. And he said, what about an older lifter? So we did the formula. He's 62. We used the formula, and guess what? He's actually pressing on a formula basis. He's doing better than pressing his body weight overhead, and he's a 200-pound lifter, age 62.
Now, what do you think? You think this formula really is – how'd they come up with this formula? We have to take a break, but how'd they come up with this formula? Any idea?
Well, they started with a 100% level, and then they just basically, if you look at it, you're losing about 1.25 to 1.5% a year, just working it on out. I think it's a very valid formula, and here's why. I've tested this with a lot of lifters who were top competitors in the past, and they're still doing masters-level lifting. And if you match it against their top lifts when they were young and you work them through today, they're doing about the same on a formula basis.
Right.
And a lot of guys, myself included, who were not famous Olympic weightlifters when they were younger, you know, if you take the lifts you're doing at the gym or in the basement or wherever you train and you use the formula, it's got a lot of validity. It really holds up over time if you test your performances from your 30s into your 50s or 60s.
Okay, let's do this, Brooks. Let's take it. We've gone a little bit over. Let's take a commercial break. When we come back, do we want to address now the question from Lane about if you were injury-free at your age now, what do you think? And then we'll use the formula to see what that really comes out to. How's that sound?
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to Superhuman Radio. You can learn more about Brooks Cubic by going to his website, BrooksCubic, K-U-B-I-K.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Creatine is by far the most popular ergogenic supplement on the market today, bar none. What if I told you that there's an even more effective way to build explosive strength and that good old creatine was not the answer? Well, now there's Hypergain. Hypergain is completely safe and has zero side effects. In fact, AS Research is so convinced that Hypergain will change the way you feel about creatine that they're willing to give you a free 30-day supply just to prove it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Hypergain banner ad today. Hypergain. The case against creatine starts now. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the isolator. The isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The isolator, the only way to train.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Research, Superhuman Radio, AS Research. Boy, how do you like that one, Brooks?
Hey, not bad.
Superhuman Research. That's a good company. AS Research is a new sponsor. We want you to check them out when you have time. Go to the website, superhumanradio.com, and click the AS Research banner ad to get a free 30-day supply of their wonderful and amazing supplement, Hypergain. Check it out. Okay, so Brooks, Lane wants to know what your best bench press is. What do you think of that?
And his question was, what is it now? If you were doing the exercise, and he knows that I don't bench anymore.
Because he even said that if you were injury-free and you were benching, right?
Yeah. And for listeners who don't know, when I was a high school wrestler, Nautilus equipment was a real big deal, and I trained very hard on Nautilus equipment, including the Nautilus pullover torso machine. And on the Nautilus pullover torso machine, you were supposed to allow the pads on the movement arm of the machine to pull your elbows back as far behind the head as possible, get a real good stretch, and you had to be careful to start every rep from a pre-stretched position, and supposedly this would build maximum flexibility into the shoulder girdle and the shoulder joint and protect you from injury.
And in fact, what did it do?
In fact, it injured my shoulders. It hurt my shoulders so badly that for a couple of years after high school, when I stopped wrestling, if I went on a date with a girl, the only way I could put my right arm around her was to lift my arm up with my left hand and put it over her shoulder, you know, if we were at the movies or something, because I couldn't do it otherwise. And that was the result of the Nautilus pullover torso machine.
So, but I got to ask you a question, because I just used the Nautilus pullover torso machine for the first time at the Louisville Athletic Club this last chest session that I did. And I used a lot of weight on it, but I don't feel like I hurt myself. But so you saying that inherently it's probably not a good machine for most people to use?
I absolutely tell people to stay away from it, but they've changed it. You don't have, if you're using one of the modern models, you don't have nearly as much stretch.
They changed the fulcrum area, probably the pivotal point, I would imagine.
Yeah, they changed the range of motion. They basically just put a stop in, as I understand it. I know they did this at one point in time. They put a stop in so you can't go as far back. But when I was doing it, you know, back in the day, you know, the instructions were you want as much range of motion as possible because it's a really good thing to get this super stretch with your elbows behind your head, you know, which is crazy. I mean that, you know, absolutely is a way to hurt your shoulders. And that's what I did.
Right.
So I've had bad shoulders ever since as a result of doing that one exercise, you know, working that hard and heavy as a high school wrestler.
Right.
And I was able to, you know, work through it to the point where I was doing a lot of heavy weightlifting, heavy training, heavy bench pressing, competed in bench press and powerlifting competitions, won 5 national championships in the bench press in drug-free, drug-tested competition, in the 198 and 220-pound weight class, sub-masters division, which was at that time in those powerlifting organizations for lifters under the age of 40, like 30 to 40 range. And that was well and good. I worked up to a top competition bench of 407 pounds. That's completely strict, pause at the chest, et cetera, in competition.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it was an awfully good lift. And at home or in the gym when I was training, I would do what I call a bottom position bench press. Bottom position bench press is in the power rack. You set the pins so the bar starts brushing your chest. In other words, it's a dead stop from the bottom. And I would do that with up to 435, 440 pounds. And I even got to the point where I would do it with 435, 440 with a thick-handled barbell, a barbell with a 3-inch diameter. So that was, you know, some pretty good lifting, pretty good benching. Now, around age 37, 38, I started to have a sensation of glass in the shoulder joint, just kind of started chewing. And every time I'd bench anything over 225 pounds, it would hurt.
Was this in the front of the shoulder or the back of the shoulder?
It was in the front.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And it was really interesting because there was a guy that I'd met who was another sub-masters and masters bench press champion, a couple years older than me, and he had had the same thing happen. He lost about 50 pounds off his top bench in 1 year, and he told me he just, try as he might, he just couldn't push as hard because it hurt too much. And he said, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I'm going to keep doing this or have surgery or what. But he said, you just watch. I bet it happens to you, too. And you know, as I said, he was like three, four, 5 years older than me. And, you know, lo and behold, time passed. And, you know, I started to develop that same thing, particularly in the shoulder that I had hurt as a high school wrestler going back to that wonderful Nautilus pullover machine. So at that point, I said, okay, you got to do something different. What are you going to do? Well, I tried floor presses, dumbbell presses, dumbbell inclines. Everything kind of felt bad. And eventually, I started doing more and more overhead lifting, a lot of heavy dumbbell training, overhead dumbbell presses, dumbbell cleans, dumbbell jerks. Got into Olympic lifting, which, of course, is overhead lifting. And I've stuck to that pretty much ever since. I had one period where my shoulder hurt so bad, I just said, I can't do this anymore at all. I did nothing but bodyweight training for a number of years. So I was doing push-ups, handstand push-ups, push-up variations, pull-ups, things like that, which, by the way, worked great. But I missed the weightlifting, and eventually I got back into that. And now what I do is nothing but Olympic weightlifting. Specifically snatches, cleans, jerks, front squats. And the reason is simply that at age 54, that's what I most enjoy. That's what works best for me. That's what I like doing. And, you know, I'm a grandfather now, so I'm old enough to do what I like, what I enjoy, and so I do that.
Cool. Okay.
I have not even attempted a bench press since I was either 46 or 47. That was on a vacation. Trudy and I went on a vacation down to Key West. I was working out at a gym in Key West. They had a nice heavy-duty power rack, and I thought, yeah, I'll do some bottom position bench presses, just like I used to do.
Right.
And, you know, I did singles, which is the same program that I had done when I was in my powerlifting days, and I singled up to around, I think it was 355 or 360. 60, maybe 365.
That's great.
And that was after having not done them for about, age 37, 38 to age 46, 47, almost 10 years. I guess that'd be 8 or 9 years. Now, if you do the math on that using the formula,
right.
If you plug in 355 pounds at age 47 with a 1.217 coefficient. I was doing this at the break. You get something like 432 pounds.
That's impressive.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is, it's just about exactly what I was doing when I was in my mid to late 30s.
And injury-free.
And injury-free, right. And benching all the time, and et cetera.
Right.
So the answer to the question is, the heaviest I've benched in, you know, I'm 54 now, and as I said, this was age 46 or 47. The heaviest I've gone was that 355 or 350 or 365 that one day on vacation. And can I go that heavy now? Probably not, but if you look at the coefficients on the formula, I'm 54 now, I've got a 1.319 coefficient. If I were to bench press about 305, 310, 315 pounds, that would be equivalent to an over 400-pound bench press as a younger lifter.
Right, right.
And that would be pretty close to that 430 that I was doing back in the day. And so, you know, based on all that, I would estimate that if I were to, you know, sit down and try benching and was able to do it without my shoulder hurting, you know, I'd probably be in the 300, 315, maybe 320 range, you know, if I wanted to do it. So, Lane, that's a long answer to a relatively simple question.
But it had to be qualified.
Had to be qualified, and you know, I'm sharing this information because it's really important for everyone to know, younger lifters, older lifters, everybody to know, things change as you get older, and you have to make adjustments.
But these don't take into account chemical enhancement. And that, I think the coefficient changes for those of us who are older and chemically, or let's say hormonally optimized, for lack of better terms. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to pick it up with more listener questions with Brooks Kubik. Go to Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com today. We'll be right back. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA free. Go to forsportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic, and we putting it on wax, it's the news time.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Brooks Kubik. You know, before we go on to a next question, I got to tell you something that I'm starting to deadlift again. I'm getting into the gym with great regularity. I just took 2 days off because I felt like I needed it.
Right.
I'll be going in and training legs tomorrow. I'm not free bar squatting yet, but I think I'm going to start free bar squatting tomorrow. I've been depending on the power squat machine because I'm a puss. And I'm not ready to put the bar across my back, but I think I'm going to tomorrow because the power squat machine is actually putting me in a groove that seems to be exacerbating some patella tendon issues for me.
You know, you want to watch that.
Yeah, it's putting a lot of pressure on my kneecaps for some reason. So I'm going to start free bar squatting tomorrow. I don't expect to squat very heavy. Maybe I'll go up to 315. Maybe I'll, you know, go to 250, something like that. But my leg presses are going very, very good. I'm doing 13 plates on each side right now for 12 reps and my last set, and I'm going deep. My legs are coming down slightly past my chest on the side, so I'm not doing those little. I see a lot of guys load the leg press machine up,
yeah,
and then they do what really is tantamount to almost a quarter press.
Yeah,
you know, they don't their knees barely break and they're pushing it back up and they're huffing and puffing. And I mean, I come all the way down to my legs are beyond a 90-degree bend in them, and then push back
up. Do you know why guys do that?
Because they want to look strong?
They do it to impress women. And yeah. And if you go to the gym, if you watch those guys, they do like 2,000 pounds on the leg press. They move it about half an inch. They always end up walking out of the gym with the hottest woman in the gym. Never fails.
Well, luckily for me, luckily for me, I walk into the gym with the hottest woman in the gym, and that's Elisa. So I don't have to impress her with my leg presses. But I you know what? I know you're joking. But anyway, I was using the coefficient for 53 years old. I did a double with 460 deadlift with 460 on back day, which was Monday of this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm slowly working my way back up to 500 pounds, and then hopefully by some point next year, I'd like to get to 600 pounds and maybe even do a master's pull event.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So according to the calculations, my 460-pound, even though it was a double, my 460-pound lift was actually a 594.
Wow.
In the 30-year or younger range.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's really interesting, you know, for people who have been training their whole life and are now over 50, if you know what you lifted at different points in your life, you know, go back and plug into the formula and just see how much validity it has for you. It's really interesting.
Right.
Now, and one thing to remember is that the formula is for weightlifting. And weightlifting is not merely a strength sport, but it also is a sport that requires flexibility and speed.
Right.
And both flexibility, speed, and strength can all be affected by age, and they can all be affected by injuries, past or current, and so probably there is more variation for an Olympic lifter than a power lifter.
Right.
You know, because powerlifting doesn't have as much of a speed factor or as much of a flexibility factor. But yeah, it's still, I think, a very interesting formula and a very interesting, concept. The other place where I plug this in, and this ties into very common questions that I get, you know, they boil down to, how should an older lifter train? Should an older lifter train lighter, more often, heavier, less often? Should they do high reps? Should they do low reps? What do you do? You know, there are a lot of people out there who basically say, you know, once you're over the age of 40, your days of doing low rep training are over. You've got to only do high reps. Well, one way that I look at this chart, this formula for masters lifters, is if you look at that coefficient, one thing that the coefficient is telling you is that as you get older, your ability to recover from a hard, heavy workout is diminished. And so, for example, Brooks at age 54, coefficient of 1.319, I interpret that as meaning that a hard, heavy workout hits me one-third harder than it did when I was younger.
So okay? Does that also mean that you should be taking a third longer to recover?
Well, I would argue you've either got to do, you have to reduce either the intensity of your training or the volume, the frequency, so that you have, as you said, more time to recover, or you have to increase your nutrition. But somehow you've got to do something to work around that.
Or you have to use things like hormone replacement therapies that signal the body and tell it that it's actually younger than it really is.
Which is probably one reason why a lot of guys do that.
Right. Right.
Now, I don't. I play with the other factors. But the point is, you can't keep doing business as usual as you get older. You just can't do it.
Right.
And that's not a bad thing. I mean, it can be very interesting and very exciting and very energizing to find out, you know, what works for me now when I'm in my 50s. You keep having, it's a continuing adventure. What works for me in my 20s, what works for me in my 30s, my 40s, my 50s, my 60s, and, hopefully, as far as you can go, because you want to keep on training and really training in a very productive, very fun, very effective way for your entire life.
Right.
So, that's something interesting, and what a lot of people do, a lot of older lifters do, is they tend to think, this is what works for me, but when they have that mental idea of this is what works for me, it's not really correct. It's what worked for you 10 years ago.
Right. Right.
And that 10 years makes a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
These are things to think about, things to factor in. It just makes the whole thing much more interesting as you get older. Now, the one thing that I stress for older lifters is reducing your training volume. I do that through abbreviated training programs, divided workout schedules, having more rest days built in, not going as heavy as often as you would when you were younger,
right,
and reducing your reps. You reduce training volume by reducing your reps. I think the important thing for an older lifter is to use a reasonably heavy weight on the exercises that are done, but you don't necessarily have to do set after set of high reps with that. You get a very good training effect with relatively lower reps.
Yeah. And you know what? I try to modulate that with periods of time where I'm lifting as heavy as I can for the lower rep schemes, and periods of time where I'm doing more explosive type stuff. And I really do try to balance between that. Brooks, we have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, do we have any other questions that you want to specifically answer that you've received? I know that you kind of conglomerated some of these questions and answered them all at one time.
I do have one from Russ Taylor, and I'd like to answer that.
Okay, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Brooks Cubic.
You big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place. Singing.
We will rock you.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest is Brooks Kubik, answering listener questions, learning a lot about each other actually as well. So go ahead, Brooks. You have a question that was sent to you by who?
Russell Taylor.
Okay. And what was Russell Taylor's question to you?
Okay. Russell says, I really like lifting every day, especially squatting. That's unusual. I really like lifting every day, especially squatting. For a while, I was doing a Bulgarian style 5 to 7 times a week, twice a day, of working up to a 1 rep max on squats, overhead presses, and deadlifts.
I love that. I love that. I wish I had the time to do that.
Well, and he says he made good improvements on it, but after 5 weeks, I got really tired and lethargic.
Yeah, he's not periodizing it well enough.
He's not periodizing. He's training too much, too hard, too heavy.
Even the Bulgarians didn't keep their foot on the pedal week in and week out.
Well, not only that, but this, you know, I just want to talk about this for a minute. This whole Bulgarian thing gets thrown around, and it leads people to make poor training choices. The Bulgarian training system, or any training system for elite weightlifters, is predicated on taking someone at a very young age, sometimes as young as 9, 10, 11, 12, and systematically over a period of years building up their strength, their endurance, and their work capacity, their ability to bounce back from training.
Right.
Okay. And frankly, according to everyone who has ever looked at the issue, and certainly from drug testing results, which have had more positives for Bulgarian weightlifting than I think any other weightlifting team in the world over the last 10 or 20 years. I could be wrong there, but I think that's the case.
Right.
I know there have been many. This is all supported by a very heavy drug regimen. And what happens is when people copy that and they try to do what an elite world-class weightlifting champion is doing, and they're beginners at training, or they've only been training for 6 months or a year or 2 years, they're not anywhere ready for some kind of elite training program. And what happens when you try, you know, a Bulgarian program of daily maxes or really any kind of program where you're training the same lifts every day, you're hitting the gym all the time, you're living there, you overtrain because you just haven't built up to that kind of thing. You're not ready for it. The better approach for virtually everyone is to use what I call abbreviated training, train 3 or 4 times a week at most. Some people do best on twice a week. The incredibly important thing, the thing that people don't understand, is that you need to rest and you need to recuperate and you need to recover from your training.
Right.
That's the key. When Russell says, you know, I tried this and I liked it, that's great, glad you liked it. But then he says, but then I burned out after 5 weeks. Well, what I'd like to see Russell do is find a program that he likes and enjoys and that he can stick to, not for 5 weeks, but for the next 55 years.
Right.
That's the important thing.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I've had periods of time where I've made amazing progress, and one of the mistakes we make, young and old, drug-free, drug-using, is we never give our bodies a chance to kind of bounce back. We think that when we're making such great progress, that's the time to push harder. And actually, when you're making great progress, you need to think about some time off so that you can come back in and make great progress again. Progress does not occur in a straight line. If you try to make it occur in a straight line, you burn out.
Yeah, and you know, Carl, everyone listening to the show has been there, probably will be there again. I mean, everyone makes that mistake.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, really harping on it, really focusing on it is important, because you know, rest, recuperation, recovery, and you know, training sensibly and intelligently instead of emotionally is a really, really important thing for everyone.
Yeah, like somebody out there right now is maybe making great progress. Your deadlift is going up, your bench mm-hmm. press is going up, your squat's going up. You've been having this progress, and it's been going on for the past few weeks. You feel like, wow, I'm finally hitting my stride. That should be a signal to you right now that next week you should go in and not train so hard. Next week you should go in and do the lifts with 75% of your max weight. And don't even try to, don't go, okay, well, since I'm going so light, I'm going to do 40 reps. No, just go in and do something that works the muscles and give yourself a week. And then go back in the next week and pick up where you left off, and you'll find that you got stronger.
It's absolutely amazing. There are so many cases of people who were not able to train because something came up in their life.
Right.
You know, something unexpected.
Right. Life gets in the way, right.
Life gets in the way, and they're like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to lose all my strength, all my muscle. Oh, I can't stand it. You know, I want to train. And, you know, but they can't, and they go back to the gym, and amazingly, they far surpass their previous best performance.
Right.
Yeah. It's just an endlessly fascinating thing. I mean, that's what I love about physical training. There are no simple cookie cutter answers. It's trial and error. Everybody's got to kind of work out what works best for them, and then it changes over time. And you know, it's a fascinating thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure that most of the listeners feel the same way.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let's summarize what we've talked about on the show. We've talked about how you can calculate your your true strength using a coefficient that helps you, what do I want to say, adjust for your age, age-adjusted
right.
coefficient.
Age adjustment.
Right. And then also we learned what Brooks, his max bench press was and what it could be if he was injury-free. We are coming out with a Brooks Cubic-hosted radio show within the next few weeks, maybe a month maximum. We're going to get working on the website next week. We're still looking for names to the show. The show is going to be Brooks reviewing and weighing in on different techniques, technologies, products in general that are in the physical culture line. We have some a good suggestion already from Kevin Johnson, I believe, who submitted T-Rex or the T-Rex radio show. I like both of those, actually. And if you have any suggestions, you can email them to onair@superhumanradio.com, or you can post them on my Facebook or Brooks's Facebook. And if your name is picked, the name that you choose for the show is chosen or picked, and we use it, Brooks will send you one of the books. Is that what you said? If it's, because I don't think that Kevin wants gray hair, black iron. He's a young guy.
Yeah, I think you picked gray hair and black iron because you looked over on your bookcase.
Yes, and it was here.
Staring
here.
At you.
Yeah, it's here. And I also want to forget that I have gray hair, so I figured I'd get rid of the book.
there you go. Well, I've got I lose track now. I've got 11 books or courses out now, I think. Another one coming out in probably September, you know, more all the time. But the point is, just whoever wins, if we pick someone's, someone's suggestion and we use it, that person's the winner and that person gets a free whatever, and we'll figure out what the whatever from Dinosaur Training is later on down the road.
Right. Good deal. Hey, Brooks, thanks for being on the show, man.
Hey, Carl. It's my pleasure. Take care, man.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
And also want to thank Paul Becker for coming on the show and talking about some updated information about the Earth Pulse Unit. Of course, thank you to Dominique Lest for coming in from Mauritius off the coast of Africa also with Paul and being on the air and talking about his personal experience. You can save $100 off your purchase of an Earth Pulse unit by going to superhumanradio.com, clicking the Earth Pulse banner ad, and using the coupon code SHR and the number 5. That offer is good through August 25th. And always, you are protected by a 90-day unconditional money-back guarantee. If you decide that the Earth Pulse does not do for you what it's done for others, send it back, and Paul Becker will refund your entire purchase, less the shipping. So you really don't have anything to lose to try it. Thanks again for Paul Becker being on the show, and we will see you tomorrow with an amazing Casual Friday show. Elisa Profumo has been hard at it, working. I may even get a chance to rant tomorrow. Who knows? We'll see you then.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.